A61, number 13B.
Page 300, line 29, with reference, 300, line 29. Yes, there we have a funny one, huh? Again, says that the universe reflects and expresses the divine substance or mind. Substance or spirit. Substance or mind.
Mind the expression?
Mind the expression? Always on. All right. I think we have in our rules, which we have laid down in the syllabus, you remember that we said that we must prove our findings through the text itself, not through interpolations. We must find it through the text itself. Seemed to be an easy one. You see, these are perhaps the difficult ones that people can come along and say, here is the counterproof.
Isn't she talking about matter and substance? Because the first part of it relates to matter. And she's talking about substance. And matter is not substance. The material universe is matter. But when she says the universe reflects and expresses the divine substance, she's talking about the real universe, ideas. And this would be in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Divine substance is idea.
Yeah. Does she speak about ideas?
But isn't divine substance? Idea?
Well, that's your interpretation, but she doesn't say so. You see, that's where we have to be careful. That's where Christian Science have gone wrong, huh? That they interpolate and things that are not there. It's true, ideas are substance. That's absolutely true. But this is here not the question. She doesn't speak about ideas here. Therefore, you have to investigate what is the main subject of the paragraph. Yes, what do you think?
Is it about reflection?
Yes, then you would say if it's about reflection, then it would be spirit, or?
Yes.
But she has mind. You see?
You can say we're questioning substance.
We are questioning mind, because we say, why does she say divine substance or mind? Yes, please.
She's not saying that substance is mind.
Yes. Can you see how we get foxed, huh?
That's something to do with the level.
Guesswork is not science. Now, we start out with Judy. She made a very good remark. You see, she said, it doesn't say substance of mind. It says substance or mind. Now, an or is something quite different than of. The moment we have substance of, we really mean the substance of the mind. When you say substance or mind, you have, so to say, two things. Nearly as if she would say substance and mind. So, let's correct first that. that substance does not actually refer to the synonymous term here. Doesn't qualify the synonymous term actually here. It's an or. If I say, well, either Max or Ernest is coming, then Ernest doesn't qualify me or doesn't describe me. It's a choosing. Yeah? So, be careful, huh, to read. But I know how the human mind works. We have been fooled and foxed by these sentences. Still, we would have to ask ourselves, why does she use the term mind at all? You see, that we can ask. It has no more anything to do with substance. I just took it in because the reference before was substance in mind. So I thought I'd take this in and then I will see if you get into the trap. Huh? So, all right, yes?
It says a theory that soul, spirit, intelligence inhabits matter is taught by the school. So the intelligence theme is what determines the use of the word, the use of the synonym mind.
Yeah.
And then further down it speaks about the ray of light.
See, here you have a typical example that matter as an opposite of mind and not of spirit. Because here she typically describes matter in that office where soul, spirit, intelligence inhabits matter. There you have, so to say, the belief in intelligent matter, in matter which a spirit in it. This is not the hard-blooded substance matter sense, the flesh sense. And therefore she uses to counteract that. She uses mind and not spirit. She is not speaking about substance matter, but about that living kind of matter, that intelligent kind of matter. And that she has to counteract through spirit, through mind. All right. Now, let me have another one. 414. There on line 23, we have Christian Science declares that mind is substance. Huh? Now here you have a real characteristic, mind is substance. Here she doesn't say Christian Science declares that spirit is substance, as she usually would declare it. Hmm? Page 414, line 23. Now, why on earth does she say Christian Science declares that mind is substance? She would declare that spirit is substance.
Didn't we say earlier that there's substance of mind or substance of spirit?
Does she?
Well, you made that statement.
Oh, we are reading the textbook.
Well, she says mind is substance. That's what the is.
Yeah, that's what she says. But we have learned that spirit is substance. Didn't we today?
Yes, but we also learned that there's substance in all synonyms. All synonyms have substance.
All synonyms have substance.
That's right.
Yeah? Then we can, then we pack up and go home now, huh? And we have done the job. Then we know that the synonyms have no characteristics of their own, huh? And we have proven that the synonyms are freely interchangeable. And then we can go up to Boston and say, we finally capitulate. You are right.
Well, thank you. Didn't you say this morning that there's substance in mind?
No. No, the whole morning and in your compendium is written that substance is spirit. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm very confused on the idea of
Are you?
We also say that ideas are substance. And ideas
substance,
yeah.
So why is spirit substance, and why are also ideas substance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the class will answer you. Somewhere out of the class will answer you. This is a right question, a legitimate question. Rick?
I would think that by saying an idea is substance, it doesn't take the idea away from mind and substance away from spirit. It just shows the interrelationship of each idea to every other idea. We aren't talking about separate boxes where one idea doesn't have a relationship to the other. There is an interreflection between every idea, but they still have a tone of one phenomenon to the other. So it's still right to say an idea is substance without them losing the identity.
She is still confused.
And that's probably my fault. That's what I would think. We could say that every other idea is substance, otherwise there isn't an infinite interrelationship between each idea. So we would have to be able to say that the maintaining power of mind is the power of substance. I would think.
Who wants to explain it to... All right, Chris.
I couldn't be able to explain it fully, I don't think, but something that might help building on what Rick said is that saying that idea is substance, that doesn't set up an identity relationship like Mike is a policeman. Mike is not exhausted by a policeman. Fortunately, in this case, he's an investor and among a number of other things. It just shows what Rick is saying, that it's something of the nature the terms there. It's not, idea, substance, and that's it. Therefore, a thing of mind is a thing of spirit, and we're baffled. It shows that there is a relationship, and in this case, what is of mind will have the substance of spirit, which is not any clearer.
So, if she is confused, it seems that many others are confused too. Okay.
First place, idea is not a synonymous term.
That's one thing, huh?
No danger of taking it out of a context of a synonymous term and putting it in another. In other words, when you're talking about mind originates an idea. When we come to spirit separates that idea, keeps it pure. And so you can, therefore, use every synonymous term, therefore, as its relationship to idea in its own form.
Yeah. So let's first go back to the synonymous term as it is proposed. Are we sure that spirit is characterized by substance?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, why does she say Christian Science declares that mind is substance? Isn't substance an intrinsic quality of mind, or of spirit? We said of spirit. So why on earth does she use mind here? Sure?
Well,
Judy?
If substance is the nature of something, she's not saying substance is mind, that it's a separate thing. She's sort of saying that the nature of mind is such and such.
Yeah.
And she's used the word substance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Have another try.
Yeah. She said also that matter neither feels, suffers, nor joy. She's referring back to, again, that intelligent, so-called intelligent matter, which has to be counteracted.
Yeah. 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 You said it so quickly that I don't know if everybody could follow you. Could you follow him?
No.
You see, it's yes or no. So if you say the very same thing again, slowly, it's true.
Huh? All right. There's also the second part of that sentence which says also that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. And that refers back to the intelligent matter that we're talking about in the preceding one.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's be counteracted by mind.
Yeah. Can you see? I was tricking you. I was only reading the first part of the sentence. Don't overthink I'm so holy that I always help you. I always like to lead you on the wrong path. So we have to read the whole statement, you see. And the whole statement, therefore, we must first see what is the problem. Hmm? We are just mesmerized by a few terms, instead of asking what is the problem. The problem says that Christian Science declares, first it declares that mind is substance. Also, that matter, if you hear matter, you know now, it's either the counterfeit of mind or of spirit. It is the counterfeit of mind when matter is usually used in its intelligent matter sense, in its feeling matter sense, in its living matter sense, in its truth matter sense. And so it says that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. This is now typically the counterfeit of mind and not of spirit. That the belief that matter has that intelligence that it can feel, that matter has that sensitivity that it can suffer and enjoy, because Mrs. Eddy says it's mortal mind that suffers and enjoys. So here matter is presented as the counterfeit of mind. And therefore, she has to show that there is no substance in mortal mind, in matter. Therefore, the true substance is actually mind, because the rest of the sentence is mortal mind. You really look at me and don't believe me now. I must have foxed you so often that you don't believe anymore when I say the truth. Yes. You know, I'm still not happy that you didn't get the proper answer. Now, would you say that love is substance?
In a sense.
In a sense, huh? In which sense? It is, huh? Is truth substance? Is truth substance, in a sense? Is life substance, in a sense? Huh? Is principle substance, huh? In a sense? And so you can say it of every synonymous term, huh? Because every synonymous term reflects every idea. Hmm? But that does not mean that it is characteristic for its nature. Hmm? See? Would you, if you had a statement that the flesh decays, would you correct that it doesn't because love is substance? No. Huh? You see that. Huh? It gives you the creep. Huh? Something is not right. Huh?
Must be spirit.
Can you see? Mm-hmm. So apparently you have innate in you the true sense of spirit being the only substantial, the only reality. And that therefore all the other synonymous terms, because they are synonymous with spirit, They also are substantial. Also are substantial. But they're in the character, their intrinsic characteristic. We are looking out for the intrinsic characteristic of a synonymous term. Seems to be spirit, as substance. Yeah. And all the other one that I say, yes, but you know, truth is quite a substance, and love is very substantial. This is not flimsy. This is not elusive. This is not evasive. It's substantial love, huh? You can really rely on it, huh? You see, then you make a combination. Just as you combine your tones in your music, huh? Just as you combine your numerals in arithmetic, huh? You combine. So, we cannot say, no, love is not substance. We cannot say that. We can only say, no, love, substance is not the intrinsic nature of love. That we can say. And that's what we are looking for. Hmm? So we know, huh, that for the whole week we are only talking and only interested in the intrinsic characteristics. Huh? Because only when we know them, we really then find out something about the order in being. Yes? Mm-hmm. Perhaps I will make, after a while, when we go on in the synonymous term, I perhaps will make an exercise and see if we would not. I hope I don't forget it. You can remind me, so when we are a principal life, you can remind me, I show you how absolutely chaotic the whole science of being becomes when we do not know the characteristic ideas of the synonyms. Hmm? I want to show you that. Then you are convinced that what we do here is something very important. Hmm? Yeah. All right. Let's take another one. 43:15. I don't know what it is. I have written it down. That doesn't seem to be anyone. So we better forget it.